Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Having a great visit with our good friend Jane Howard. Pierce is gone. He was with us earlier, but he had to step out for a meeting, and we're still left with the best of the pair, though. Jane, thank you, Jane, again for hanging out with us today and for sharing some of these ideas on training. What else do we need to know about making sure that we put the right people in the right training seats and then get the most out of that training after they're for them and for us after they're through?
Understanding the personality of the person we're sending for training. If we're thinking we're going to send somebody who's really introverted, who's not comfortable speaking in front of people, and we're going to send them to a presentation skills workshop and get dramatic variance in their personality, we are deluding ourselves. We have to think through, is this training something that will help bring out some natural things I'm seeing in this person? If we've got a person that's sort of taking charge of activities and demonstrating some leadership potential, and they're taking on projects, and maybe we send them to leadership training, and that's going to help bring out their traits and give them some good practical skills. But I think one of the mistakes we sometimes do is we think, oh, well, training will fix anybody, and it's not true. Part of that now we know is because our personalities are 60% at least, and some researchers think it's more, but at least 60% based on our genetics. And so what our parents and grandparents were really determines a large part of who we are. Now, yes, 40% of that's still going to be somewhat controlled by the environment, but we can't necessarily turn a silk person to a sow's ear. We have to remember that. And so if you send somebody
or vice versa.
Yeah. If we send somebody to
In small business, it's usually the other way around. Trying to go from one to the other.
Yeah. But if we think we're going to dramatically alter a person's personality just by sending them to a training program, if we're going to take that classically disorganized, chaotic person who kind of has stacks and piles on their desk and think, well, we'll send them to a time management training and they will suddenly be this organized individual. We're deluding ourselves.
But let's quit talking for a moment about the self-improvement type of things, and let's talk about things like technical training. I mean, if we've got a person who's a great technician and we want to help them gain some more technical knowledge, they're perfect for that. They're suited for that. This is exactly right up their alley.
Yeah.
You still want to make sure that the environment is right, that you've got the right program, and that when they're through with the training, that somebody evaluates, what did we get for our money? How did it turn out? How are we going to convert this into opportunity?
And how are we going to support that person when they come back from training or they finish the online training so that they can really make a difference in our company? Because as small business people, we don't just lightly drop dollars on training programs. It really has to be something that's going to have a serious impact for our bottom line.
Well, and also, before they go, anticipate what they may need when they come back and make sure that you can do that, because I can see where somebody would come back all full of Jane and say, all right, we need to, hey boss, we can really take advantage of that, and the boss says, I can't afford that piece of equipment, or I can't afford
that software. So you talk to other people who've been through it. Training programs will give you references if they're good ones, and ask their references. What changes did you have to make? What variations did you have to do after that person came back from training?
Yeah, and see, this is one of the issues that we have with small business owners, Jane. It was already hard enough to get for small business owners to get training for their people, And now, you know, now we're asking them to do these other things. But, folks, all we're trying to do is make sure that you get the most bang for you, the time and the buck that you and your people are putting into training. And I'll tell you, there's so much training available now so easily with not that expensive for small business, Jane, that it's really something small business owners should focus more on. And I hope after hearing your thoughts and your ideas that they'll do that. Jane, give us that website one more time.
www.centacs.com,
C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Give it to us again.
Applied Cognitive Studies. Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
You can find their books there, too, by the way. Thanks, Jane, for being here. See you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.